This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Stress Management and Hypnosis Information channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Anne-Marie Socia, owner of Waves of Change in Cary, North Carolina. Waves of Change offers licensed and certified counseling, employing a holistic approach, which includes cognitive behavior therapy, mindfulness, and hypnosis, with a special emphasis on neuro-linguistics programming. She is a member of many local and national organizations, such as the American Counselors Association, North Carolina Counselors Association, and the National Guild of Hypnotists. Anne-Marie, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again. What a great topic.
Yes, and so first of all, tell us, what is actually hypnosis or hypnotherapy?
Well, hypnosis and hypnotherapy are very similar. Some people would say that they're the same thing. Technically, hypnosis and hypnotherapy is a therapeutic approach using hypnosis. Hypnosis is a naturally occurring state. It's a dreamy, drowsy state just before you go to bed and you're falling asleep. Have you ever experienced that, Eric? You're just getting kind of sleepy, and you're not quite focused, but you're still semi-alert. That's hypnosis. When you in your car, I know this happens to me a lot. I'm sure it happens to our listening audience. But you're driving somewhere, and suddenly you go, "How did I get there? I made a right. I must have made a right on my turn, and here I am in the driveway. How did I do that?" You were so focused on something else that you didn't notice, and suddenly you're home. Well, that happens in a state called hypnosis. That's hypnosis at its basic, fundamental level. Hypnosis and hypnotherapy, again, are pretty much the same thing. A hypnotherapist does therapy, and they have a license that says they're credentialed beyond a hypnotist or someone practicing hypnosis. A hypnotherapist may deal with past life regression. They might deal with more of the counseling end of it. Someone who's practicing as a hypnotist may not do more of the high-end counseling stuff, but there's room for both. If you're looking for someone to perform hypnosis or hypnotherapy, check around, see who's licensed, see who's a member of places like the National Guild of Hypnotists, see who's got the credentials and the background to help you with your specific need. Don't be afraid to ask questions and talk with them. Get to know them.
Does hypnosis really work is the big question, and is it similar to what we see in the movies?
Unlike the movies, no real hypnotized person would ever reveal their deepest, darkest secrets while in hypnosis, unless it truly wanted to. No one can be hypnotized against their will. You simply can't be. If you don't want it to happen, it won't happen. While hypnotized, you're in complete control, which I know most people don't think you're not. But in fact, hypnosis lets you take back control of an area of your life that you may feel is out of control. For example, a person who wants to quit smoking and has been unable and feels out of control can stop smoking with the help of hypnosis. A person who's trying to take back control of their weight management can do so with hypnosis and be able to do so with greater ease. A hypnotist only serves as a guide in a hypnotic process. The person being hypnotized must be willing to participate, or else the process is ineffective. Not only do they need to want to participate, but they have to want to change. A lot of words. Meaning, basically, if you don't want to lose weight, I can't hypnotize you to lose weight because it's not something you want to do. And I know as I say that, people are thinking, well, what about those kids on stage at the college shows or at the, you know, hypnotic events? They wanted to go up there. The hypnotist just picked them specifically because they look like the type of person who wants to be silly and make a fool of themselves. So they're more suggestible and they're ready to do it. They wouldn't pick someone like me because I sit there with my arms crossed going, I don't want to be hypnotized right now. So I generally don't get picked. So as long as the person is willing to follow directions and are comfortable with the hypnotherapist or hypnotist in the process, almost anybody can be hypnotized.
Now, what should I be looking for when seeking the help of a hypnotist or hypnotherapist, and what is the difference between the two?
Great question. And I know it's similar to the first question, but really when seeking help from anyone, whether it's a hypnotherapist or a counselor, it's important to look for someone that has credentials and experience in the area that you're seeking help. For example, you'd probably not go to a roofing contractor to bake you a cake. Kind of silly, wouldn't it be? So if you're trying to quit smoking, you search for a hypnotist or hypnotherapist that has a track record of helping people with smoking cessation. If you're looking for someone to help you with stress management, find someone who's got a success rate with stress management. Don't be afraid to ask the person about their credentials, their success rate, how long they've been in business, what member organizations do they belong to, such as the NGH, the National Guild, which is the world's largest hypnosis organization. Make sure they have a seal of good standing on their website or on their paperwork. Don't be afraid to call the organization and see if this person's in good standing. It's important to find the right person and make sure they're trained to help you with whatever you're working towards. The difference between a hypnotist and a hypnotherapist is very simple. A hypnotist is a certified person in hypnosis, whereas a hypnotherapist is also certified, licensed, and credentialed in some form of therapy, such as I am. Put another way, a hypnosis can be performed by a certified hypnotist or a hypnotherapist. Hypnotherapy can only be performed in many states by a licensed and trained therapist or counselor. The word therapist added to hypnosis means they have credentials beyond hypnosis. For example, I'm a certified hypnotherapist because I hold certifications in hypnosis and a master's in mental health counseling and a licensed professional counselor associate in North Carolina. Again, not all states require certification in both areas. Most states do.
Today, once again, we are joined by Anne Marie Socia, owner of Waves of Change in Cary, North Carolina, that offers licensed and certified counseling, employing a holistic approach, which includes cognitive behavior therapy, mindfulness, and hypnosis with a special emphasis on neuro-linguistics programming. Here on eHealth Radio, stress management and hypnosis information channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Anne Marie, what types of things does hypnosis help with?
Great question. Hypnosis is a good tool for helping people overcome those unwanted, unhealthy habits. For example, smoking, overeating, stress management, maybe picking scabs on their skin, whatever they're working with, hypnosis can help. In fact, medical studies have shown that hypnosis is a safe and effective way to help with such things as reducing stress, smoking, sensation, weight management, things I've mentioned before, anxiety, depression, phobias, eating disorders, sleep disorders, and much, much more.
And where would I go if I wanted to learn more about hypnosis?
Well, I would go on the web and check out the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is NGH.net. Do a Google search, do a dog pile search. Go to hypnosis and hypnotherapy as your search term. Go to your local library or give me a call. I'd be happy to point you in the right direction. Or check out my Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn and get more information. There's a lot of information out there. Make sure when you look for information, you get it from credible resources that have a background or a licensing in it so that you know that you're getting factual information.
Good advice. And also tell our listeners where they can get more information about Waves of Change and also to be in contact with you there as well.
Sure. Go to www.wavesofchangenc.com. You can certainly check me out on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, is there one thing that you would like to leave with the listeners on the topic that we have been discussing today, which is hypnosis?
In conclusion, well, the most common side effect, if you will, of hypnosis is complete relaxation. I've had more than one client tell me they are so relaxed that they just don't want to get up and start their day again. They're just so peaceful. Hypnosis is a safe, altered mental state characterized by deep relaxation, focused attention, and an openness to positive suggestions designed to help you become your ideal self. If you need help becoming your ideal self, see a hypnotist today.
Very informative. We've been speaking with Anne Marie Socia, owner of Waves of Change in Cary, North Carolina, that offers licensed and certified counseling, employing a holistic approach, which includes cognitive behavior therapy, mindfulness, and hypnosis with a special emphasis on neuro-linguistics programming. And the website of reference, once again, is wavesofchangenc.com. Anne Marie, thanks so much for joining us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Rick, very much. Have a wonderful day and go see a hypnotist if you have a concern.
Certainly appreciate that. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Stress Management and Hypnosis Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.